Hey, Joe, you need another one?
I think I'll take a second round. We're back, Nicholas.
What has it been, 2 years? We were in the RSS feed?
What has it been? It's been 2 years in the RSS feed and we've escaped and we're back on cold cans and gosh darn, does it feel good.
It feels great, Joe.
I haven't had the cans on in years.
Like, yes.
Talking into a mic.
Oh, it's what we were meant to do. We still might sell it to, you know, the Fox News outlet or something. And
we're still flirting with right wing, like, branching off towards right wing. Like that's actually majority of the 2 years of our absence has been us pitching to Fox News.
Finding an agent, pitching show ideas, and never quite hit. But we're back with a new format for cold cans.
Yeah. You want to divulge a little bit about what we're doing here, or should we just take them in cold?
I say we get them lukewarm.
Okay.
Like I prefer my wine. The topic today, but cold cans, for various reasons, we had stopped doing. One, I couldn't drink beer anymore with a celiac disease, no gluten diagnosis.
That's right.
And we had a huge falling out over that.
Yeah, litigious. It got litigious quickly. We've had our lawyers still here after all these years.
Still here. They've been on retainer for a long time, not doing a whole lot.
Yeah, part of the problem was financial. For the last couple of years, given that we've had lawyers on retainer since 2017.
And the show is never profitable.
it's never been profitable.
Pretty tough.
But we're back, and I think we finally figured it out.
Yes.
So we were talking for a while about how we reboot this, what we call everything, what we do with everything. And
for a while, meaning one weekend, like a month ago, we kind of...
No, it was longer, Nick. Yeah, fine. One day, not a weekend, one day.
One afternoon.
It was a nice sunny day, you know, in Seattle in the winter months, and we had an epiphany, really.
Yes.
Genuinely.
What we needed to bring to the people.
Brilliance. And we thought, okay, as you pointed out, beer, a little bit off the table at this point. It was a bit of a death knell to the last format, so now we got to rethink. We got to reshape. We have to come up with something that people will salivate for, that people can't not live without. And
cannot live without that.
And we came back with a format that we think we're going to just tinker with a little bit. That kind of describes the format in and of itself, which was, let's take a variety, a category of the things that we've loved from cold cans from the beginning, having some drinks with your friends, and let's create sort of an America's Test Kitchen-esque show to help people decide how to approach the various choices of alcohol and scenarios that life presents them. And today on the show, we're going to talk about boxed wine.
Yes.
So we were kicking around what we call this, you know, kind of reboot the second round. We came up with America's Depressed Kitchen.
We're running with that, huh?
America's Test Tavern. Those are two I wrote down.
Okay,
when we were talking about it.
And that's sort of the idea of what we're doing. We're not calling it that, but it's like we're going to, sample several ones, and for people who aren't familiar with America's Test Kitchen, they got a whole bunch of offerings, but one of the things they do is like product comparisons, and where they go head to head on whatever cold brew coffee brands.
Yep.
And they try them all blindly, which we're not doing here.
Nope.
But they try them all blindly and pick a winner, and we're going to do that today with boxed wine. In the future might be canned cocktails or other things.
let's just say
other things.
Let's just say we have a full list right in front of us, and we're going to leave it at other things, even though we've specifically called out canned cocktails as one of them. Okay, but today we have boxed wine. You've had, right? You've experienced
this
in your life.
I've been drinking boxed wine since, I think, 2014, I think, was when I started hitting it pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I'm nigh on a decade of drinking boxed wine.
Yeah, and I think most people have encountered the boxed wine of old and maybe have that in their mind. And we actually have one of the four varieties we're trying today is a Franzia brand, Franzia boxed wine.
One of the four fathers, for God's sake.
And I think most people, what they have in their mind is Franzia wine. Cheap, accessible, buy a big old box of it. It's got shelf life qualities to it.
Yep.
Refrigerates pretty well. But there is a mass market. You can get this anywhere, any grocery store you go to. There's now a plethora of choices available to
you. Whole wall of boxed wines.
There is.
At any grocery store.
And, you shouldn't frown on them. I don't think this is a novel new take that they're acceptable to kind of be drinking boxed wine. But I'm not sure people kind of have a firm understanding about which are good and which are Franzia.
Because it's kind of a commitment too, right? To buy an entire box of wine, four bottles. Most of these are four bottles of wine in one. So it's kind of an investment to buy one. So you're maybe not going to sample them.
But that's
why we're here, Joe.
Thus, the value of America's Depressed Kitchen is to sample four of these. We've made the purchase for you, so you don't have to.
Maybe
that's it. You don't have to make a purchase.
Yeah, that's the value we offer. Do I need to ask you if you're doing okay because you're saying Depressed Kitchen? Do we need to talk about anything?
No, I looked up thesaurus rhyming with test, and that one I thought that made me smile a little bit.
Got it.
But
okay.
I'm
glad it made you smile, and you're doing okay.
We didn't, much to what listeners may believe, we didn't have some sort of large falling out. We just simply got busy, got intolerant to gluten, like you mentioned, and various factors made us rethink, reconfigure, rebrand, create new merch.
Yes. Putting new content out, creating value, shareholder value. We're really focused on it.
You know, that's another thing that really killed us is that we went public. We IPO'd.
Yeah, we should not IPO'd.
When Cold Cans LLC became
I couldn't
Cold
IPA
Cans
anymore, so I thought we should IPO.
Oh, big now mistake. We're back. Now we are back. We needed one to get back. And here we are drinking boxed wine. Well, we have a lot on the agenda. We have segments.
We do, yeah. Joey planned out this one. He gave me somewhat of an overview, but I'm excited to see what all the segments are as we get through it. But should we start drinking?
We should. Let's go. And I don't know if we're going to call it this. Let's go into the lab.
I like that. Yeah, we can put in some bubbling noises.
Into the tavern, into the lab.
Into the lab, yeah.
Simply into the lab, my dear boy. Okay, so I thought we could tackle this in alphabetical order, which I guess is closest to you to the left. So we have four varieties here. Again, you can find in your grocery store. I got all these at Safeway, which is sort of the, what is Safeway, the Albertsons?
Albertsons, which primarily exists on the West Coast. So
West Coast.
But, you know, distributors go to every different grocery chain, different area of the country. So I think most of these could be found pretty much anywhere.
That's the hope. The brief Googling I did in the Safeway, which doesn't get very good service, told me...
Get on that in-store Wi-Fi, baby.
The in-store Wi-Fi doesn't
you're
work.
Searching.
I can't click
you
and
have
save.
To log in.
I've tried to log in. The loading page to log in. You know when you connect to the Wi-Fi and the loading page won't kick in, you know, and your settings page just says no internet connection. You don't know what the fuck to do.
Right.
We need to solve this, people. We have AI now. Since Cold Cans broke, there's been AI. There's been the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift. You know,
there
have
been
happened.
Two Chiefs Super Bowl wins
two
since
Chiefs
we
Super
last
Bowl wins.
Recorded, I think.
Only one Swift win.
Yep.
Chiefs win. So like so much has happened and yet I can't click and save. Hey, there was a Screaming Sicilian pizza.
Yes.
You know, you're familiar with Screaming Sicilian?
It's can't eat it, but yes, I am.
Well, I know. We're going to run into this a lot, but the $10.99.
And I'm going to remind you every time. How do you know someone has celiac disease? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yes. Nick's firing on all cylinders today. $10.99 for a Screaming Sicilian, Nick. $5.99 with click and save. I couldn't get the Wi-Fi. I couldn't click and save.
Could you open the app? Do you have the Safeway app?
I have the Safeway app. I couldn't get on the Wi-Fi. The Safeway app wouldn't tell me how to click and save. So I just raw dogged it. $10.99. I paid the full price.
That's tough. See, in that scenario, sometimes when you go through, did you go through self-checkout that time? Or was that a person checking you out?
I did do self-checkout. I should have
See,
went.
If you go through the cashier line, they will sometimes say, like, do you have the coupon clip for this? And you say, oh, I didn't know there was one. And then they scan the thing and get it on your account.
Well, you have to have a cashier with some gumption.
You do, yeah. It can't just be your, you know, whatever, roly-poly.
Roly-poly?
Normal. I don't even know what that means. You know what I mean. Just the passive guy doing it.
Well, I didn't have that, so I paid full value. And I'll tell you this. I didn't pay full value on these four boxes.
Yes.
I signed it with my member account, and we saved, baby. So let's jump right in. As we mentioned, we're going to review four of these things. We're going to put them through the litmus test. We're going to drop them off the roof. We're going to slam them into the thing.
The sip this test.
Yes, a sip this test. But we start with just a very basic drink at all four of these boxes of wine. And here's the pledge that we've made with this second round of cold cans. We're not going to get drunk on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
We're done with that. I forgot
about that, yeah. Our lawyers sort of insisted on that being included in the contracts.
You want any hope of a sponsorship, stop getting drunk on the show. And oh,
first drip goes on the table.
Hold on.
Let me get it. I'll get a
No, I got it. I got a little piece of paper
that's
here.
Not gonna work.
Joey blotting it like it's he's got himself shaving.
All right, so here's one knock against Black Box. I take the little plastic partition off of it, and Black Box premium wines, mind you. And immediately we drip onto the table.
You were fiddling with that nozzle. It was
I know.
Bound to
I was trying to think of jokes. I haven't thought of any jokes. You've gotten like three jokes. I don't have any.
I've kind of ripped them off. I'll fade fast, though. Don't worry.
I come out strong. That's kind of, that was always the kind of rapport we had when we were clicking along, humming along. Okay. All four of these, I didn't even mention this. All four of these, we got the same variety. So we got Cabernet Sauvignon on all four. That seems to be, Cab Sauv seems to be something that any mass market thing is going to do. Mm-hmm. There was some Pinot Noirs. There's a blend. All of these have their own version of a blend. And then obviously we're not doing white wine today. We might come back and do white wine, but there's all sorts of white wine. And the thing that you see most often is Chardonnay there.
Yep.
I guess like Zinfandel, white Zinfandel or whatever. But we chose Cabernet Sauvignon. Black Box premium wines. It's got a 70 score. Or no, it's got 70 gold medals from wine enthusiasts since 2004.
Wow.
70 of them. Since 2004. There hasn't even been 70 years since then.
Multiple categories, baby.
And Cab Sauv, it's a Chilean wine. Ours is of the 2021
Chilean
variety.
Chilean Cab Sauv, okay.
Yep. So we are sitting in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is a 2021 variety.
Wow.
Described as rich aromas of dark fruit, complemented by a deep, luscious body. The finish is soft and long, with lingering notes of berry.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. So let's taste. This is our first taste, first sip. Oh, God.
Here it is.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I just spilled it everywhere.
I spilled it everywhere. I'm telling you, this Black Box is...
I want to get some sound of this
out of control.
Shooting out of the nozzle.
Here, let me get...
Because a full box of wine shooting out at full speed is something to behold.
I spilled everywhere. All right, ready?
Yes.
That's way too much. We're going to be plastered drunk if we drink all this.
You can go light on the next one. I just needed to get that sound for the one-timer.
I'm going to get an image here of what
gravity and the pressure pulling that wine out. It just has a beautiful sound to it. Gets
it
revved up to get ripped up.
And as we take our first sips, oh, God, this is going to stain your table. Fuck me.
It is a light-colored table.
God,
it's all right. This has seen its share of spilled red wine before.
I'm going to go
all
get a little water.
Joey.
Oh, there's
no,
a little water here.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm going to just dab it. You take your first sips.
A little dab.
And I also want to hear, as you take your first sips, describe what you're tasting. Like, when do you typically go to box wine? When do you typically go
it? I can fill some time.
Fill time, please.
All right.
We're
first
already
sip.
Filling
this
time.
This is slightly chilled. Were these in your car overnight, Joe?
Yeah.
Nice. No, that's fine. I think... Normally, when you're drinking these, they're probably slightly chilled anyway because you're not going to finish it all in one go. But box wine, like right after college, basically, I was still living with roommates, friends, and we would drink boxed wine on a weekly basis, essentially, rotating through who picks up the boxed wine. I think we were mostly drinking Black Box back then. I think that was kind of the go-to even back then. I mean, they've had 70 gold medals since 2004 or whatever, so... but yeah, it was something that we would share between three of us, basically.
Yeah.
Like, and wouldn't be out of the question to finish a box a night on a weekend night
with
three
bottles?
Of us.
That's not out of the question at all.
Right. So that's my history with it. And then since then, it's sort of like if we're going to have a friend's weekend or something or there's a party, we'll get a box. But otherwise, not really not going the box route.
No, I think I'm the same way. And I'm going to take my first sips in a second. I think I associate it with camping a lot because you can kind of take it right out of the box. You get the bag, the bladder.
Yep.
And
it's protected from the air, from whatever.
That's right.
Ants.
And from the ants. And you could just kind of let it sit in or on the cooler and just go and grab it.
Yep.
You know? And because it's four bottles, it just seems like it never stops. You just
it is a great value to have along. And because you're not going to bring glass bottles of wine camping either, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have that bladder. You can basically, if you're going to do a white chilled wine, you can just take that bladder right out of the box, throw it in the cooler, and it's good to go. Going to be ice cold. What did you think of your first sip?
Again, it's a little chilled. It doesn't have that kind of like harsh acidity or fruitiness that like a cheap, shitty wine typically does.
Yeah.
Which surprised me. I don't know. For some reason, maybe it's the branding. Black Box to me was one I was right there with Franzia. Mm. The one I'm maybe the most scared of.
Gotcha.
And yet the first sip, it tasted like a fine bottle of wine. Maybe like a $10, $15 bottle of wine you get at the grocery store or something.
Yeah, I think it tastes fine too. You get the berry. I do get some acidity from it, I would say. More than like this next one we're going to do, Boda Brick. That one I've had a lot more of recently because I think it's more my favorite traditionally. But this one, yeah, it's good. It's very drinkable.
Yeah, I agree. And so typically, I have this in front of me here. I've done some research.
Uh-oh.
Cabernet Sauvignon, typically. I kind of did I get back to the Trump thing a little bit ago.
Oh, is that what that was? Typically. Please don't.
One of the most popular red wine grapes. It boasts several distinctive characteristics. Primary flavors should be black cherry, black currant, cedar, baking spices, and graphite. Taste Ooh. Profile is dry, full-bodied, medium-high tannins, medium-high acidity. You know, and your food pairing, like with any red, is like, you know, a rich kind of grilled meat, like a steak,
yep.
Or a cheese, like an aged cheddar or something.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is kind of the wine that Napa was like known for.
It's like a California wine. Yeah. I mean, here's the other thing with Cold Can's second round. Cold Can's second round is we don't know. We're not going to know enough about wine to say this is a wine show. But the first episode, we know enough about wine to tell you that I think it's a Napa
style. I was reading. I think Chilean. His name Robert Zarelli. I think that's a wine guy. He has a wine course book. And I was trying to read it earlier today to learn a little bit about the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what it said. I don't think I'm incorrect about that. It's a popularized in Napa anyway.
Yeah, popularized for sure. And this one being Chilean, I think is the unique one of the group. I think the rest of these are California made as far as I understand. But you know what? I didn't do enough research. I don't know. Yeah, it's California wine.
And I think
Boda. What do we got over there? Only 50 gold medals for Boda.
Oh, we're
getting ahead of ourselves.
I think it's younger, though. That's, well, they're hiding the origin, so.
Made in the lab. Made in the lab.
Yeah, this is plant-based wine, unlike the other three. It was made in a lab with plants.
Yeah, Boda is plant-based, which is cool.
Does it say? It says vinted and bottled by Boda in California, so. Maybe it's Californian wine.
Remember when we went to Napa with the boys?
Yeah.
We were vinted and bottled in Napa.
We were. I think we went to the Robert Mondavi winery.
We did. We had a good time lit up. Playing like, you could play bags out front or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Was that Napa?
Shit, I don't know. Where were we?
Or was that just around Santa Rosa?
Oh, yeah, that was around Santa Rosa. We were driving. We drove up into wine country. That I think you'd classify as Napa.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. So that was the we were playing bags and
It was a great time, right. You know, like we were staying in the cabin, didn't know shit about wine, thought, oh, we're gonna feel maybe a bit in Nick's dripping.
The nozzle, you're right. The nozzle on the black box, that's gonna downgrade it in my book.
It's gonna downgrade.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down right now. Function, taste. If you think like, oh, I'll be in the midst of wine snobbery if I visit that region, but I didn't genuinely get that sense. I'm sure can get into that as much as you want, but if you don't want it, you can kind of avoid it. You can go there, have a good time,
yeah.
Drink
some
wine.
And they make it for tourists, right?
Exactly.
That's how they make money. So
I don't think you have to be intimidated. We were tourists. We were jackasses. They knew it, and we're fine with it. They were like, I can't believe you made it to this part of the country. No, there's a bunch of
people. We have that one picture of our friend holding like 6 bottles of wine that he had purchased and brought over to us. We were sitting on a picnic blanket all ready to start drinking. So yeah, they built it for people like that. They'll sell you as many bottles of wine as you want.
We were like splitting Oreos and holding them up to our eyes, making it look like the Oreos were our eyes.
That's right.
And putting them in our shirts to make it look like the Oreos were our nipples.
That's right.
We were kind of doing that kind of humor, which we're no longer doing. We've rebranded. Right.
We don't
refreshed.
Get drunk. We don't have fun. No bits and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that at the top of the show. We're not doing bits in Cold Can's 2, Cold Can's a second round.
Yeah.
Okay, so Black Box, to me, branding, a D, or maybe even an outright F.
Yeah, we're gonna branding is gonna be part of the parameter, or is this sort
of
we're
not doing this
real thing.
Time. We had written this down, right? I'm not certainly just writing this on the back of
no, right? You just have to remind me what we had planned out.
If I remind you what we talked about, branding, function, like the function of the box, because this will all be unique. You know, with canned cocktails, it'll be a different set of parameters,
right?
But to me, I'm on branding, I'm on function, and then of course I'm on taste. And then there's cost. So for me, the brand fails. I think this is, it's like this very, very generic. It looks like it's from the era of when Franzia
dominated. Does, yeah. And I think it is. I think they haven't changed that packaging in forever, which kind of makes sense because you'd want people to recognize it if they like it. But
but
I agree. The
Coca-Cola.
Branding's pretty weak. And that nozzle is leaky.
So like, if we get to function, like sort of the tactical, strategic functionality of the bag, that thing is leaking hard. We've leaked.
It has ruined this table.
We've leaked all over. It's an F.
And put our friendship on the ice.
We had no falling out. Remember, we're telling people.
Rocks. That's what it is. Yeah. No, what's the. Yeah. We did not have a falling out until now.
And we still like each other. This isn't just a professional attempt, finally, at paying the rent. I actually think the taste is like a B+ for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think the taste is fine. I do think it's slightly acidic. I think if it wasn't chilled, it would probably taste worse, you know, as it would. But it tastes kind of acidic to me. And I'm curious how the others will hold up on that parameter. Because it does have the like black currant and blackberry type taste to it. It has that distinctive Cav Sauv taste.
Yeah, I guess you
described.
Can pick that out. It's a good point. You know, I'll tell you this. I didn't intentionally chill these wines. I just forgot that they were in my trunk.
Which is fine. Yeah, I think that's fine. Again, once you... Are you supposed to refrigerate these once you open them? Because with a bottle of wine, you are supposed to do that. But with a box, I think not really, basically.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because they're sealed off from oxygen.
I've left boxes sit on my counter for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fine. They're sealed off from oxygen.
And I think you are supposed to be able to do that. But it's like a 30-day.
Each
like
of these,
drinking within 30 days.
We're going to get into this in a second. But each of these have a shelf life of 30 days. 31 days, dump it. It's vinegar. Dump it.
Use it as cooking wine.
Cost of black box. This was like middle of the road. I don't think this was on the cheap variety, nor was this the most expensive. Okay. So I think to get a box like this, you were looking at somewhere around $20. So you're not spending like $15. You're not spending like $40. It's you're getting 3 or 4 bottles of wine, depending on which box you're talking about, which brand you're talking about. So this cost to me was like middle of the road, like a, I don't know, this is like a C. Black box was fine. I think the flavor was good. I might have to come back and take a taste of it if it comes down to it.
Right. Because I think taste is going to be the primary thing, but yeah.
Well, if the nozzles keep fucking exploding.
Now, this nozzle looks identical to the black box one on the Boda brick, for what it's worth.
This could be the same nozzle technology. They've outsourced to one nozzle maker.
I think they have.
So this could be anything. Okay, we're moving on to the Boda brick brand. The Boda brick brand.
Yes. I can read the side. I can see it from here if you want. Taste the adventure. Aromas of black cherry and bright red currant are balanced by hints of cedar and vanilla in Boda's enchanting Cabernet. The lively finish is marked by notes of ripe cherry, plum, and vanilla. Smooth yet medium-bodied, relish this wine with robust favorites like a classic chili or a juicy New York strip and a movie on the sofa.
Oh,
I love eating New York strip on the sofa while I watch a movie.
For me, I'll have a classic chili while I'm watching a movie on the sofa. What, and you're having your New York strip.
They do kind of fun graphics here of like places you would drink this, which
in the
is,
woods.
Yep,
by the fire.
Yeah, skiing, playing
in
cards,
Las Vegas,
in Las Vegas, yeah. Picnic, and
on a grill. Yeah, I mean that is exactly those. Situations are the again less pretentious, no intimidation here. This is like going to a Muni golf course. That's what drinking boxed wine is.
Yep.
You know, you don't need to worry about things. The taste will be there for you. That's the Boda brick guarantee.
Now, do you want me to pour this, Joseph?
What, you didn't trust me when I spilled everywhere the last time? Yeah, go for it. So Nick's pouring.
All right.
Now, once again, we poured a full glass, so we're going to be drinking.
I guess it was a little more than I intended. You're right.
Well, I'm telling you, the nozzles.
It comes out fast.
These nozzles are fucked. Both Black Box and Boda brick aren't right.
We didn't cheers last time.
Oh, yeah,
which
cheers.
Is unbelievable.
To cold cans, too.
Cold cans, too. Second, two. Oh, wow.
Oh, mommy. That's better. It's fruitier, though.
It is fruitier, yeah.
It is fruitier.
That was my first, that was my oh, wow. Yeah, so, it's fruitier. It's maybe like I wouldn't drink as much of this, which is fine, but it's right. It's more flavorful for sure.
If you were curled up on the sofa with a strip steak.
I would have, I'd have the nozzle straight in my lips while I'm watching a movie with a strip steak.
Oh, right from the tap is the way to go when you're watching a movie and you have your strip steak on your lap. What are you watching? What movie is Boda pairing for you with?
Dune? Dune and Dune 2. I'm going to sneak in a Boda brick to Dune 2 in IMAX.
Hey, sneaking in a Boda bag to a film is something that I've done with you. Not
oh,
when
that's
we went
right.
To, was it when we went to Wonka? No.
Not Wonka. What were we seeing? Because you, yeah, hilariously, were you had gotten two paper cups that were supposed to be for water at the AMC.
That's right.
And you got the bag in your coat pocket.
That's right.
And then between the, our two seats, you just hear the filling up the water cup with, I think it was white wine is what we had.
Yeah, we had white wine. And it made the sound that we've now played on mic a couple of
times. It did a little bit. That wasn't a brimming bag, so it wasn't quite as aggressive. But
no, and I had someone sitting next to me.
Right. What were we watching?
I
can remember. It was when the
Marvel shit. Were we watching probably some Marvel garbage?
It was when the, what is the haunted house movie from Disney called?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. That was a preview for this movie.
That's
to
right.
Give it some place in time, at least, but I cannot remember
maybe
what it would have been.
Maybe the astute listener will be able to figure yeah. this out, poll for us. You and I have basically, we've been going to see Marvel movies, Sydney Sweeney vehicles. These are the two kinds of
though
categories.
Though not the one overlap so far. We have not seen Madam Web as of recording.
But you texted me last night and said, let's see Madam
Web.
We
have to see Madam Web on the big screen.
I'd love to. I genuinely would love to see Madam Web with you. I guess if you're listening to this, we might release this in a while. This is the time right. when Madam Web and Dune 2 came out.
Right.
And I said, Nick, you want to watch Dune 2 with me? He said, absolutely not. I'm not going with you.
Going with you had already purchased other. Tickets, you said.
Well, I thought maybe you'd want to come with me. I'm
well,
going
I had already
Monday.
Purchased tickets when you asked me to. So. Yeah.
Well, Dune 2 wasn't
kind
crossing.
We stabbed each other in the back.
We did, which is a lot like what happened with Cold Cans 1. And then you said, let's go to Madam Web. So I'm not
yes,
sort of a Madam Web tier friend at this point.
I would love to see Dune 2 with you, but I had already bought tickets.
You see it in IMAX, though?
I am going to see it in IMAX.
Me too.
Nice.
Well, actually, I'm going to go to Cinerama, the most uncomfortable seats in the world. But,
oh, yeah, I know.
But they have a great sound system at Cinerama,
they do.
Which I think will do it
they
justice.
Do. Early norm. What did we see? Oh, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
That's right.
What we were watching, I think.
I was drinking
it was either
a
that or
wine.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
No, it was Indiana Jones.
Two. Okay.
Oh, fuck. No, it was Spider-Man.
It had to have been one of them.
It was
yeah.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse because the person next to me, she kept that's like right. turning to her significant other. She's like, so this one's Spider-Man too?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is also Spider-Man? The whole movie is like a gazillion Spider-Mans.
Right.
Yes, it's like the Borat bit when he was at the cheese aisle and he's like, what is this? And they're like, that's cheese. And that's cheese. That's yeah. what she did the whole movie. Anyway, I'm drinking white wine from a bag out of
yep,
there. I had like
great.
A trench coat type jacket on.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
bladder of the bag.
Big
in there.
Pockets. Yep.
But great utility for this kind of boxed wine.
Yes. No wasted volume.
No.
So I think...
Adds volume to the waste when you're drinking right from a bag, but no wasted volume.
This tastes good.
That was my first. I finally got one off. Adds
yeah,
volume
you're
to
back,
the waste.
Baby. You're back.
It's like, you know, you got to go through the preseason, and dedicated fans will watch you during the preseason.
Yep.
You know, you're watching the Packers while they're playing, you know, Tim Shumpman as quarterback in the fourth quarter. That's kind of what they're going through right now before we hit our stride.
Right. We'll get there.
All right. What is Boda for you? From a branding perspective,
I think
I don't know why I'm starting there.
I think the branding is nice. Honestly, it's better than Black Box for sure. It's got this colorful red swirl on it. I think Boda did recent meaning probably within the last 5 years, update their branding too. So they're obviously thinking about it.
Yeah,
and I think the thing on the side too, where they tell us to drink this while we're eating a steak on the couch, is at least an attempt to appeal to people and be like, yeah, here's where you can use it. So I think it's. It's better than Black Box, at the very least.
I agree. Everything you said made sense. It's up to date. It's very modern. They do claim to be the original eco-friendly box. So they're basically claiming to invent cardboard.
I think it's less cardboard. They're less turgid. They're just less solid. I think these are ones we usually take camping, and it's kind of nice because then you don't have quite as much waste to get rid of. Like if you throw that box and all into a cooler, within 30 minutes, the cardboard will have disintegrated and fallen off, and then you can just throw it away, which is better, I think, in that case.
Maybe that's what they're advocating you do. Throw this sucker right in a cooler. Right. Let it sog off.
And leave it behind in the woods.
Our carton is 100% recyclable, features FSC-certified stock printed with VOC-free ink on craft unbleached recycled paper containing more than 95% fiber.
We can eat this!
You can sustain yourself in a Soylent-like fashion of eating Bota Brick boxes. So for me, the packaging's an A. Hey, okay. The functionality, I didn't think it was too leaky. Did you get any
leak? No, not compared to the black box.
All right, I'll give that an A. The taste, what's your taste? It's fruitier, like you said.
It is fruitier, and as it warms up a little bit, it's pretty acidic at the very end there while I'm drinking it.
Which is okay. Tannin-esque.
Yeah, I think it's okay, too. It's more flavorful overall than the black box.
Yes. If you're looking for flavor with your strip steak while you watch Dune 2 into Arrakis.
I've been having dreams about a girl on Arrakis.
All right, and then the cost, this one's on the higher end. I'm going to give the cost a C- for me. The taste for me was
A-. On the higher end, huh?
It's pricier than Black Box.
Okay.
So this one is probably in your mid-$20. Again, I'm reluctant to say the exact price for two reasons. I didn't keep the receipt.
It'll vary.
And I didn't keep the receipt.
Oh, he doesn't have the receipt.
I'll just Venmo the card, the new company card.
Send it to my lawyer.
And that's how I know how to bill you. And it does vary. It's like both of these, I will say all of these wines, besides save maybe Franzia, were on like the, I looked for a few weeks at buying these because I was thinking about how to structure the show, and they were all on deep, steep discounts. So the stock price was never the price you were paying.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes more sense that those were the prices you were saying, because I do feel like when you shop for these, you get it on sale for like $17.99 or something for a box.
You might. I didn't.
Well, you get on the Wi-Fi.
Well, let me tell you, I can't get on the Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi doesn't pop open. This is a smaller one, too. You can actually get Bota in two varieties. I should make that known. The rest of these, the other three boxes, the box. Bota gives you a tiny box, which I got, which is only two bottles.
Yep.
And their big box is four, I believe, 3 liters.
Right. And this, I'm on Safeway.com/shop/... no, they're forward slashes, actually. It says $18.99 for a 3 liter box of Bota.
Wow. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right.
Well, no, I think
cost goes up to a C+.
I think what you're saying is you saw the not on sale price, $23.99 not on sale, but it's never not on sale.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's one of those products that's never not on sale, which is always a bit misleading.
Yeah, it's weird that they do that.
I'm really getting into Goodall's brand.
I know. Here we go again on Goodall's. Joey talks about Goodall's every time I see him eating or drinking anything.
It's one of these products that is also always on sale, so I don't know the true price of. You're out of your fucking mind if you're buying Goodall's for $5 a box, mac and cheese.
That's how I feel about Oreos these days. A blanket.
Here we go.
The normal price is now like $6.99 for
that's
Oreos.
That's absurd.
That is absurd, and that's just since the pandemic. But they're usually on sale for... You can get them on sale for $3.99, but usually it's like still $5.50, which is also insane for a box of pre-made cookies.
Shitty cookies. You stand by, we were just talking about this the other day, you still stand by the standard Oreos, the double stuffed Oreo?
And when
I
say
know you have your
that,
gluten intolerance.
Right. When I say that, all I mean is that's like, the ratio of that is good. I'm not saying that's the standard that like everyone needs to adhere to, but that's like that's my baseline is the double stuff. Though that's sort of my when I was a boy, that was my thought. Now that I'm a man, I do things like a man.
Yeah.
And the thins are kind of a nice ratio and are kind of what I would usually go with.
It's an adult cookie. Yeah, that's how
the
you
adult
put it.
Cookie. It's the Oreo thins.
Now, of course, the celiac's thrown a wrench in all of this.
Though they do make gluten-free Oreos.
Yeah, and they're not bad. You had them.
I have some here. We could pair them with one of these things.
Maybe we'll parable or terrible them. No, we're not recycling any of them.
No, I know. But, by the way, on price, Black Box also says $18.99 on Safeway.com/shop. Franzia is $17.99. So not that much cheaper, but is it more wine? That's more than four 34 bottles.
34 glasses, my boy. 90 gold medals.
Oh, wow.
Let's get to Franzia when we get to Franzia. Next up is Boxwise. Now, I fucking hate this brand.
They're going for the like Hobby Lobby
yes.
sign that says eat, pray, love, or whatever that you have in your house.
Here you go. This is literally what the box says, and I'll read it. I'll try to read it as coherently as I can.
We eat steak on the couch.
I came, I saw, I wined. Veni, vidi, vino. Wine and friends improve with age. Hand over the wine and nobody gets hurt. Sip happens. Say when.
Yes.
That's literally the front of the box. And they have all the fonts that you'd see in Hobby Lobby. It's all the throw pillow font.
And we have all these pictures on Instagram.com/coldcanspod. Check them out.
Check them today. Out. We don't do anything
bad. Boxwise is also $18.99.
Oh, look, it's wine o'clock. Don't cry over spilled milk. It could have been wine.
Wow, that's true, actually. Wow.
Wow. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy wine, and that's kind of the same thing. No. Dumbass. If there's no wine in heaven, I'm going right to hell.
It does not say that.
Says I'm not going.
Okay.
All right. Nick.
Oh, you got me.
I got you. I got your ass. All right. This one you have to, there's a bit of a foil to the, for lack of a better word, the urethra of the,
Joey? Of
the tap.
Oh, yeah. There's a foil on. So this is a different nozzle. This has a little nipple on it, whereas the other one has more of a side pull. So let's see if Joey can figure this one out. The Boxwise.
So Boxwise, first one with new nozzle technology, NNT. These are, you've heard of NFTs.
Hey, knock it off. I lost a lot of money on those. You know that's a sore. Okay, Joey did okay.
Get the mic in this.
No, we have it already. We have it. Oh. That one's not as fun as the other ones. No, that's honestly, a little visceral.
Audio, wise, that was a bit toilet bowl-y for me. And also the way I sprayed it was like, you know, someone with a enlarged prostate. All right, here we go.
Yeah, someone.
Boxwise.
Ooh. It tastes pretty similar to Black Box to me.
I don't like that. At all. It tastes like it's like it's got a spice.
Like a mold. Chilled mold wine.
It tastes like a chilled mold wine. Like if you went to a dive bar and on cardboard it said like we have mulled wine and then you had it and it's like, oh, this isn't good mulled wine. That's exactly what Boxwise is. Hand over the wine and nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, that's the wine, the good wine police say that because they want to dump it.
The police in this instance are holding up a place.
So they can dump
the shitty Boxwise. I don't know. Maybe the branding on this is an F-.
Yeah.
So maybe that is what basically influenced the taste to me.
Sure. Yeah. The eyes taste before the tongue does in this case. It's not very good. It's like too acidic, I think. It's too acidic without the fruit forwardness of the Boda. So it's like Black Box in its pretty minor flavor, but it's also more acidic than that, which I don't like in this case.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, Boda leans into the fruit. Black Box and Boxwise are both like kind of trying to be wine, but
the more I drink it, that's like almost vinegar or something.
I know.
What's the date on this?
Something's
thing?
Off.
What's the date?
No, these are all perfectly fine. Read it.
Well, that's all gibberish down there. I don't. They're not making it obvious, which is not a good sign.
No.
It probably says when it's bottled, which it says 2312 on the bottom, but that doesn't, I don't know. Maybe the date was on the foil nipple.
Oh, you think the date was on the nipple?
I don't think it was. All right, let's move on.
All right. Fun with Franz. The last one is Franzia, Cab Sauv. This one is saying it's a 2021 Sommelier Challenge International Wine Competition 90 pointer.
Wow. Don't know what. that means, but 90 sounds good.
Yep. Franzia, founded by Franz Ferdinand. That can't be true. The full-bodied cherry and plum aromas with a hint of oak. The body, full body, the sweetness between dry and medium dry pairs well with beef, chocolate, or dice from like a dice game. You could eat those. Stays fresh for 6 weeks. Now, this is different. The others have advertised 4 week freshness. This is a 6 week.
And that may be because we have a new nozzle entering.
And we've entered into new nozzle territory, NNT. There's less packaging waste with Franzia's wine tap box, and that is a registered, incorporated,
trademark.
That's what I was looking for. Smaller carbon footprint than glass bottles.
Yeah, copyrighted phrase. Smaller carbon footprint than glass. Okay, sure. And the shape of this is different, though. It is five.
No, this is 5 liters.
Oh, my goodness.
So this one's humongous.
That is way bigger.
I was hoping to saddle you with this later and say, hey, you can have the Franzia if you'd like. Teresa Franzia, my grandmother, planted her first vineyards during the road to California in 1906 as the Prohibition ended, became a trailblazer, blah, blah, blah.
The road to Yosemite.
Yeah, I guess they were going to Yosemite. Like, for over 100 years, they crafted delicious fruit-forward wines at an unbeatable value.
Yes.
Convenient packages from my family to all our Franzia friends. Salute.
They are leaning hard into the fact that Franzia kind of is like you're saying friends in an affected way, because it says fun with Franz on the front with a QR code. Okay, now we have a twisting nozzle, which it seems is like harder to navigate, but maybe is less drippy.
Very little drip. I actually thought that was better to navigate. If you
little
had
drip,
this,
it's like my fashion.
Yeah, it's like your fashion, very little drip. If you had this on the edge of your countertop, I don't want to push the nipple. I certainly don't want to do whatever the hell Black Box and Boda Brick are asking you to do with the wings and the lips. But I do not mind a little
twist.
And a twist. This color, by the way, immediately different. Rusted.
It's dark. Yeah.
It's a rusted color. Cheers.
Franzia with friends.
Wow.
That's sort of what I expected. It's like fruit juice to some degree. I like it, though. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's like fruit juice.
There's like none of the aspects of wine that make it taste like wine.
Yeah.
So fruit juice is an apt way to put it. I expected it to be like maybe a little like Black Box and Boxwise were doing, where it was trying to be good wine really, really hard, but then it's low quality good wine and you taste that like acidity and it's like this like metallic taste almost. Franzia kind of did what Boda did, which is like, look, we know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Just drink the fruit juice. And to that end, it tastes fine, but it doesn't taste like wine.
Teresa Franzia has been in the game long enough to know what people want. But you're right, yeah. It is. It's just like alcoholic fruit juice is what it tastes like, which is fine because Franzia has been in the game for a long time, actually. So I think they do kind of have it figured out of what to give people out of value, no less.
Yeah, it's cheaper than Boda, and yet like this is a reasonable facsimile to Boda, in my opinion. Just having them all back to back like that, it's not. Good. It's not going to hold up to real wine, but it isn't.
It will not hold up in court. Yeah.
It won't hold up in court. What about the unhinged sort of visualization on the front of a Franzia box? You sort of see the wine
swirling.
And
they've had that for a million years, right? Yeah.
The wine is swirling so fucking hard, or it's being poured into
it. It's being poured in, yeah.
Okay.
And that is a heavy stream being poured into this glass. I'd be curious to see the behind the scenes BTS of this photo shoot. Because that looks like straight up paint being thrown into a giant wine glass. I bet they had some fun on set that day.
I bet they did. I'm curious to see the BTS because if you talk about the NNT, the new nozzle technology, that's not making that kind of stream. This is the weakest stream of the
It is pretty weak. You're right. You don't get that satisfying.
No, I'm not satisfied at all.
But it probably, because you know, anyone who's dealt with a box of wine too knows when it gets towards down into the dregs of it, you have to pull it out and squeeze it as you press the button
as
well.
Yeah, you burp the baby a little
bit. Right. And maybe that's harder to do with the twist off than it is with these. I think the nipple one is my preferred one, to be honest. Because you're pulling, you're pushing and you're pulling from the front. You're not doing this weird, like, upside down thing.
There's no reason to pull. There's no reason to pull with the nipple.
You're well, you're pulling on the sides there. You see how I have the script? Yeah, you have this sort of finger hold here.
Hold on, let me get a picture of this grip.
Get the grip for people.
He's got no drip, but I'll tell you, he's got grip.
So the nipple's my preferred. But closing thoughts on Franz, yeah?
If we could pull one clip out, it would be the nipple's my preferred. Francia's okay. Oh yeah, I've been writing down the grades. Taste, I would say, is like, it's similar to Boda. I look back and I gave Boda an A-. I would say this is like a version of Boda. I'd give it a C+ for Francia.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be an F, to be completely honest. It was fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm a forgiving grader, I know, but I don't know. It was fine. Branding, I guess iconic, but you know, it's better than what Boxwise is doing. They're leaning into exactly what it is. So, you know, it's a
I like it. Recognizable. Okay. In a good way.
Functionality. I really appreciated the twist nozzle, the new nozzle technology. To me, that's my favorite nozzle. I am not a nippleman. I'm a twistman.
But just think, as that box gets lighter and you don't have as much leverage, that twisting is going to become harder. That becomes a two-hand operation.
You're too worried about the leverage.
You need leverage.
There's no reason.
I don't think you've had enough experience with boxes.
To worry that much about leverage when you're talking about the function. And the cost, I mean, I guess this is the cheapest, right? By a couple bucks?
Cheaper by $1 and it's twice as much wine.
Yeah.
Almost twice as much wine.
So it's like half the price. Good point. So, yeah, I guess if you're going for, we're not going to do the verdict yet, but, you know, if you're going fruity, like with what the palate that you're looking for, that's, to me,
it's fine. Yeah.
Unchallenging and pleasant. Yeah. I mean, if you're going with these four mass market boxed wines, I got to say all of them weren't great. And I was hoping one of them would taste great.
Really?
But it is what it is. However, as we talked about, one of the aspects of box wine that makes it attractive is its shelf life.
Yes.
So what I've done is I've created an experiment. America's Depressed Kitchen.
Here we go. This is the whole reason we're here, folks.
1 month ago, I opened the very same Bodabric that we have here. We have a Bodabric Cab Sauv. We have a Bodabric Cab Sauv. It isn't quite a month, a few days short of a month, but you know, we couldn't line it all up.
Joseph.
God. I dumped over the glass. There's too much going on at once. So,
getting both boxes in. Getting a picture of Joe. He's doing the Trump showing McDonald's at the White House look to him.
So, I'm Trump showing McDonald's. So, here's what we'll do. We will take a little bit of water. You need some more water?
I got you. No, I can get it. Keep talking.
So, I got to fill time. So, they advertise up to a month of shelf life. I've opened one a month ago. I had a couple of glasses. I enjoyed my time. What I did was I fired up the grill. I put a strip steak on it. And then I sat down on my couch and I watched the 1984 version of Dune with Kyle MacLachlan and Sting. I think Sting wears a diaper in that movie. Loved it. And actually in the David Lynch version of Dune, he tries to cover the entire book in that movie, whereas in the 2021 and 2024 versions of Dune, the first book is split across two movies. So in any case, thank you. Actually, we're getting a Topo Chico poured here at Cold Can Studios, LLC. So maybe we could save some money on the company card next time and just get tap water, but we have a Topo Chico getting poured. Thank you.
All right, what have you been talking about?
David Lynch. Hmm. So what we have here is we're going to compare direct comparisons for shelf life. I think the best way to do that is to give you just a touch of the fresh version. So get your leverage going there.
I got some leverage on that. So milked it.
Have a little bit of the fresh version.
Okay.
Look at it, so leaked.
Revisiting Boda.
That
okay.
Same nozzle leaked again.
Boda's grade is also leaking.
Yeah, leaking grade. Cheers to Boda. So we've had this, but we're going to have it again. Amazon guy's walking up to your house right now. He's going to look us right in the window. Look. He looked at me. I cheers to him. He gave me a nod.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You bet. Probably that box of Franzia I ordered.
Okay. So that was Boda. And now this is 1 month old Boda. This is expired, rancid Boda.
Yeah. What was the temperature controlling on this?
Now, this sat on the kitchen counter. And so yeah, this also will still be warm, unlike the other one. So it's actually a shitty comparison. I did all this work to do a comparison. And then okay, here we go.
I want to say, I mean, pretty indistinguishable.
Yeah, it's not bad. So it isn't vinegar. It holds up right after a month.
Maybe it is A-okay. Slightly more acidic, but it's not, yeah, it's not rancid.
No. No, that's fine. That's a fun litmus test. That holds up just fine over the course of a month.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
The box is true to its word. You can buy one of these things. That's value. If you're out there and you're like, this is going to be my, oh, Nick's getting up. I think it's just shit. He like jumped up.
Well, no, we got another aged
test. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a second aged test. So anyway, in a Lynchian version of any film, you're going to see some things that are more surreal. But I weirdly, Dune 1 from 1984 was probably trying to be more truthful to the book than Denis Villeneuve's Dune of 2021. And
Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve, thank you. And that actually made me like 2021's version more. Because I don't think you have to be exactly truthful to the book on any type of art like that. I can love the book and the movies.
Totally agree. I have not seen the original Dune movie, but I want to see it.
It's a blast. You should watch it.
Nice.
I mean, do you like David Lynch? You do, right?
Yep.
Lynch man?
I'm a Lynchman.
Oh, you will like...
I'm the linchpin of this podcast.
Well, that much is we all know.
Ooh. Oh. Okay, so Joseph finished that age... We did a little friend's trip. Our good friend Matt came out here a month and a half ago. former engineer. Right? Yeah, currently on the ones and twos. And we got a cabin out on the peninsula. Out on the peninsula. We bought a box of wine, and this has been aging since then. And it's been in the fridge for most of that time, for what it's worth.
I'm going to take a quick break to say there's just a loose dog that I've seen twice
That's our neighborhood Pomeranian.
Okay.
His guardians, excuse me, let him just wander around, and it's very strange. When Alyssa and I first moved here, we were very concerned about it, but it's just he's out every single day.
Okay.
Making the rounds.
Okay.
He usually stops and watches as our dog relieves herself.
Yeah.
Like from 20 feet back, and he's just chilling. And then as we walk along, he comes up and sniffs it. It's just kind of his thing.
Okay.
Cheers. So this is the 90-day aged.
So this is above the board.
Not 90-day, 45-day.
They tell you don't do this. This is rancid.
Ooh. That does have a weird taste to it.
Yeah, that might start... That might start being rancid here.
That like smells.
I mean, I'm going to drink it, but
that smells like food almost. I don't know if I'm going to dump it.
It kind of smells. You know how some food in like canned wine can get farty, you know, with its smell? It's got a bit of fartiness
to it.
It's
like sulfur, I guess, then.
Yeah. You let this last a little longer, the bag will start on fire.
Okay. What's Ooh, next, Joe?
I'm tipsy. Oh, you drank it. You didn't dump it?
No, I dumped it down my gullet.
Dumped it down your esophagus. Okay, so hold on. There's an assessment we need to make. This is America's Depressed Kitchen. So the aging. Fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
To 30 is the same to 90.
These are all very meticulously done tests.
Rancid.
And you can see all our work and references on the website.
Yeah, and in the nearest scientific journal near you. The nearest near you. The 90 is rancid. So 30, you're still good. I'd say somewhere between the 30-day mark.
I think it was 45 days for what it's worth, because that was within 2024.
Okay. So it isn't. So fresh in 30 days, we did not notice any appreciable difference between the exact same wine.
Yeah.
Fresh in 45 days, we started to notice a turn.
Yeah.
So the manufacturer label, trust it at all costs.
Trust them.
Okay, I have one more ATK segment for us, and that actually
Manufacturers I Trust is my favorite band.
I have two more MIT segments. The first is I want you to pick your favorite of the four or just whatever one you want to gravitate towards. And
okay.
We're going to try to pair it with some cheese.
Yes.
And see how that goes.
I'm going Boda.
We have Kerrygold.
I would go aged Boda, too. Let's finish that baby up. Whoa. We got different nips on the
holy shit,
the different nozzles.
The 45-day-old and the 30-day-old, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. If you're driving, pull over. The 45-day-old and the 30-day-old have the nipple concept, the very concept that Boxwise uses in this established canonically is Nick's favorite. The fresh Boda uses the black box-esque winged concept for its nozzle technology.
We're onto something here.
Cost cutting, because this is a cheap nozzle. It
it's got to be cheaper. Yeah,
the nipple didn't leak. The wings leaked.
And this has a little bit of soft plastic on it. The nipple is soft plastic, whereas this other, the winged one, is all hard, cheap plastic. We're on to something. Boda, plastic. How could you?
Would you do this to us, Boda? That dings Boda in my book. In fact, when I go, I gave Boda
picking
an
up his
a,
pen.
That's now a B for function.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck you, Boda. You're going to cut corners on me and think I don't notice?
Boda hell.
All right. Okay, we're going to try. What I got is a aged Kerrygold.
Yes.
I'm spilling over here.
Which is Irish cheese, right?
Yeah. You can get Kerrygold Irish butter. Delicious. This is a Kerrygold Irish cheese. You can pick it up at your local supermarket. Go to the little weird island by your deli section. Cheers.
Yep.
And you'll find it in that mix of like good cheeses. That's a good cheese. That's a good time.
Yeah, hard to beat that.
That's hard to beat. So that aged cheese, little sip of Boda. And Boda, we said, fruitier than some of these other varieties.
Yep.
Rock solid.
Yeah, it's very good.
Damn.
Because the cheese just like coats your mouth, right, when you eat it. And then the wine kind of acid of it washes it down. It's very good.
We invented cheese and wine pairing.
We did. Mark it down. 2024.
Cold cans is second
round. Whatever
day
this was released, we invented it.
We discovered that cheese tastes good with wine. No, but you can, you know, if you're bringing Boda to a picnic and you bring some cheese and your friends are laughing and they're like, you brought the box wine with cheese? What are you, a fucking idiot? You can say, no, no, no. I listen to Cold Cans' second round's inaugural episode, dumbass. It pairs well.
Yeah.
Okay, now
say
you
that
also
to your friend's face.
You also have a second option here, Nick.
We have a, I think these are Clements brand, a good Wisconsin brand, teriyaki beef sticks. It was the only one I had on hand. So that's why I went with the teriyaki.
Let's pair it. A little bit of a clash there in my opinion.
Right.
That doesn't work.
Because the teriyaki itself has like a little bit of sweetness to it along with the spice, and it's just, yeah, it's not great.
That's not great. The teriyaki in isolation, I snuck a nibble before we started, and I thought it was great. I told you as much. I said 2024 is the year of teriyaki for me.
You did.
I had some great teriyaki chicken, and I've been eating teriyaki flavors. I think I'm in this year. But compared to the cheese and wine pairing, that doesn't work.
Can't beat that.
No.
All right. Where do we go from here, Joe?
We have a very important segment.
Okay.
I'm going to reach behind you, Nick. Mr. Glock. We have. So I was at Safeway. I was getting all these boxes of wine. We have the most expensive cab sauv that Safeway offered at their location. And I even talked to the sommelier. Now, wait. I don't know if he was an accredited sommelier.
Oh, at Safeway?
Or he may have just been a guy. He was a guy standing around in the wine section. However, I said, is this the most expensive Cabernet Sauvignon you have? And he said, quote, I think so. And I said, have you ever had it? Is it good? He said, I've never had something like that. So this is $69.99 from our local Safeway. So I guess I'll open it. That seems like a bad idea. What we're about to drink is a Dunham Cellars 2019 Cab Sauv 25 from Columbia Valley. So this is a local Washington wine. So sourced from only the best vineyards in Washington State. Our Cab Sauv is the cornerstone of Dunham Cellars. By crafting a wine we love to drink, we maintain the consistent style you have, you have come to expect and enjoy from this classic Dunham varietal. So this is going to be, what we're going to do is,
Walla Walla,
I want you to not do Boda. Or did you refill your Boda?
No, this is still from when we were pairing. All right. Can finish this.
You finish that. We're not getting drunk, remember.
Right.
You finish that, and let's try, I think maybe the Franzia. I don't want to like reveal our rankings too quickly, but the Franzia like surprised us. So I think maybe we put a Franzia in, we take a quick drink of Franzia, and then we take a drink of Dunham Cellar's $70 bottle of 2019 Cab Sauv. So
Getting the same treatment as the boxes, undecanted. Right. Freshly opened.
Hey, we can swirl it. We can smell it. We can do everything to it. But yeah. All right. I'm going to open it. It'll take me a minute. You fill time.
Okay. And I'm going to fill it with Franzia after this. Back to where we were. Dune. Oh, wow. This is a... I think that's good sound, though. I don't need to fill this necessarily. I'm glad to be back here with my friend Joe. I'm watching him open a bottle of wine. Oh, yeah.
That was a clean open.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that cork. That's dark. Nice. How does it smell?
Get a pick of this. It smells great. Focus it.
I'm shifting focus. There we go.
Shifting focus. That smells really good. Okay, I think we need to try the... Oh, I guess we just had the Boda. Let's just try the Dunham now. We've had the
whole wine. We don't necessarily need to compare it again.
All
right,
fine.
But I don't know how to close your wine cork.
Wine cork's fucked.
Joey. First my table, now this. All right. $70 bottle of wine versus these boxes. Wow. Inky.
Yeah, the color is certainly a hell of a lot different than...
What year did you say this was?
2019. So this is more aged, certainly, but not like... It's not like I... Got a bottle of some 1968, whatever. Oh, it smell. I mean, the smell is quite a bit different than what we've been drinking. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't taste like Boda. Oh, no, that's good.
It's good.
I'm going to have some cheese.
I mean, it has all the same elements, like the fruit and then the acidity at the end, but it's much smoother and much more mild. I wouldn't say, smoothness per dollar is consistent. I would say this isn't that far in a way from the other ones, in my opinion.
Really?
Yes.
I agree that the flavor profile is the same. You're playing the same sport, sure. But that's the same to me as like I was a shooting guard in high school basketball, and so was Dwayne Wade. He was a shooting guard. We were playing the same sport. We had access to the same basketball, but we were able to do different things with it.
I don't think it's that different.
You think it's more like Bronny and 40-year-old LeBron? I do think
it's like AJ Green and Steph Curry, maybe.
AJ Green on the Bucks and AJ Green on the Bengals.
Yeah, sure.
I think this is quite a bit marketably different, in my opinion, because the other stuff was either like fruit juice fruity or, oh, you're trying to be wine. I see what you're trying to do. This is balanced, and the balance is kind of the whole point.
If you think about a box of this wine would cost $280 compared to whatever.
Fair. I guess you're talking $18. Per dollar.
Well, that was what I said, yeah.
Oh, I didn't listen when I...
No, you didn't.
I was grabbing the cheese.
You were simply constructing your straw man.
No, remember, we didn't have a falling out.
Oh, that's right. We kind of love each other still. We kind of respect each other. And have
we deep, do. I want that to be on the record. We do. We're goofing. At least I still respect Nick. He just swirls his wine and looks out the window. No, I get what you're saying, of course. So if
that's all I mean. It's way better, don't get me wrong. But
so if this box of Franzia is five bottles of wine.
More than yeah.
For just to make the math easy, I'll say $20. I'll say that's $20, so that's $4 a bottle to $70 a bottle. That's almost 20 times the cost. Right? 8, 17, whatever times the cost.
and picture yourself
is this on 20 the couch times the wine?
Watching Dune 2 with a
with
steak.
A Salisbury steak and gravy.
Is the wine, yeah. Is the wine, is it worth the cost to you?
It might be 20 times better, the wine. It
you
might
think
be
so?
That much.
I guess that was what I was saying is I don't think it's 20 times better than Boda.
I think I would also factor into, I'm the type of man that doesn't typically drink one glass of wine.
Yeah.
So if I have four glasses of Franzia, how would I feel? And how would I feel if I had four glasses of this?
Oh, okay. So talking my hangover
mind,
wise.
Not even, yes, certainly, but also like literally how I feel in the moment. I might feel pretty sick. Like if I have like a sugary, a lot of like sugary alcohol on like a picnic or something, I don't feel great. And I'm like not... You know how I'm like a witty, like people laugh and they like love.
Yeah, we can all love and respect you.
They like love that I'm around. I'm not able to live to that standard.
On Franzia.
On Franzia, or you know, if we have like cheap, shitty seltzers or beers or something, like I just don't feel great. And
sure,
the whole point of like that Saturday afternoon is to feel great.
Mm.
And so to me, you're drinking something like this. I could drink four of them, and I think I'd feel pretty damn good. I'd be drunk.
Yeah.
Which I'm not right now.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's worth nodding. It. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it or not.
Well, you got high class taste, and that's okay well.
I don't even know if I'm saying that. I've often said
I'm like, saying that.
To me, like sushi, I can eat the Safeway sushi and I can eat the good sushi that everybody tells me is great at the restaurant. And honestly, the Safeway sushi is pretty fucking good. I don't know why I have to spend all that at the restaurant.
Okay.
I don't know if I know enough about wine, but this does seem like it's worth a little bit of the money. However, I would say that I when we set all these bottles and boxes down, I thought it was going to be a different drink completely, and it isn't. These are playing in the same arena.
Right. You can recognize some of the same themes in it. And you're right. It's way better for sure, but that was all I'm saying. I don't think it's worth the upgrade in price.
Probably not.
If that's like a main consideration.
I think you're talking me into it. Probably not. Unless, like, if it's a special thing, if you're doing an event,
of course.
You buy the bottle of wine.
Of course.
But, hell, you could sit down and watch Dune 2.
Right. With a New York strip.
And have the strip on your bare thighs. Don't cut too far.
That's right. The slow blade cuts the steak.
Yes.
Come on. Where are my Dune heads at?
No. I love that part about Dune. I love that you soundtrack. Have to get in close. Well, no, your comment,
the slow blade close pierces the shield.
Yes.
It's a great detail.
It's a great detail. And
what's his name?
Duncan Clark? Idaho?
No, the author.
Frank Herbert,
thank you.
Yeah. Justin Herbert. Okay.
SoFi.
So we've done the lab. We are now moving on.
What's next? We're at an hour and about 5 minutes. But these are once a month. We didn't mention that, so get used to it. Longer
what
episodes.
What our listeners were concerned with is, does the cadence match the runtime?
Hey, when they're signing up for that Patreon, they want to know.
It's the wine wisdom quiz. I'll be quizzing Nicholas Patreon 5 interesting facts.
Oh, wow.
That's a knack that I must acknowledge today. Okay. We're going to do five questions on the very wine we're drinking.
Okay.
And if you get...
Meaning any of these or the nice bottle?
Cabernet Sauvignon quiz.
Oh, okay.
I originally called the Cab Sauv quiz, and then when we workshopped it, we did Fizz quiz, you said, which I like, and I guess
maybe
I kind of...
Maybe not for this episode.
We can edit that out because it's not for this episode. But anyway... The wine wisdom quiz.
Okay.
Huh? Okay. Cabernet Sauvignon is believed to be a natural cross, Nicholas, between which two grape varieties? And I'm going to give you a multiple choice on this one. A, Syrah and Grenache. B, Cab Franc and Merlot. C, Malbec and Pinot Noir. D, Zinfandel and Sangiovese.
Say the third one again.
I'm going to just go through them all again. Cab Sauv is a cross between which two grape varieties? A, Syrah and Grenache. B, Cabernet Franc and Merlot. C, Malbec and Pinot Noir. D, Zinfandel and Sangiovese.
Oh, wow. The second one makes sense name-wise. But the color and taste to me is more like the third one with Pinot Noir and Malbec. I'll say two, though. Cab Franc and whatever the other one was.
You have... And by the way, I didn't even tell you the stakes of the quiz.
What are the stakes? Is it a New York strip?
There's one New York strip on your thighs. And we're watching Lynch's Dune tonight. If you get 3 out of 5 right. That's correct. Cab Franc and Merlot. You said Cab Franc and Merlot, right?
Yeah, that is the one I said.
Correct. Well done. Okay, question number 2 in the Cabernet Sauvignon Wine Wisdom Quiz.
Lay it on me. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Merlot, huh? The movie Sideways followed Miles Raymond, portrayed by Paul Giamatti, who famously expressed his disdain for Merlot, and in one memorable scene, emphatically declared, "I'm not drinking any fucking Merlot." Sideways follows Miles and his friend Jack on a road trip through California's wine country. Miles, an unpublished author and wine aficionado, had strong opinions about wine, and his aversion to Merlot becomes a recurring theme throughout the film. The impact of the line is significant, and it led to what's known as the Sideways effect. This was a Merlot sales decline. After the film's release, Merlot experienced a noticeable drop. What wine was boosted because of the Sideways effect?
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir! Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you. That was a great lead up. Yeah, cheers.
Congrats. That's question number 2 in the Cabernet Sauvignon Wine Wisdom Quiz.
All right. 2 for 2.
Number 3. Paul who? As a child, Paul Giamatti had an unusual fascination with this officiant. He found something oddly sinister about their appearance. Perhaps this early interest in... this officiant was due to his father, Bart Giamatti, who not only served as the president of Yale, but was also the commissioner of this sports league.
Wait.
As a child, Paul Giamatti... You said
this officiant, and then you said this sports league.
Paul Giamatti was obsessed with this type of officiant. Perhaps it's because his father, Bart Giamatti, not only served as the president of Yale, but the commissioner of this sports league.
This officiant, what is that coming from, though?
He was obsessed with the officiant of this sports league.
Oh.
Who his father briefly served as the commissioner of.
The officiant, meaning like the referee or the official?
The referee, the official, the umpire, the whatever.
Okay.
Which sports league did Paul Giamatti's father, Bart Giamatti, serve as the commissioner
Giamatti.
Of?
What do the Italians like to do? The sports league. The Italians. Man, that's a good question. Giamatti, isn't that Italian? Giamatti? Mm-hmm.
What do the Italians like to do is just funny to me.
The sport of a pizza pie.
No. None of that in cold cans, too.
I don't know. Football. NFL. Okay.
During his brief tenure as the Major League Baseball commissioner, Bart Giamatti made a significant move by banning Pete Rose from the game due to allegations of betting on baseball games.
Yep.
Paul Giamatti's dad.
And now look at sports. You know what I'm saying?
And Giamatti was obsessed with umpires.
Interesting.
All right. He slides. He's safe. Let's dive into some dark facts about gambling. Pete Rose was famous for gambling on the very sport in which he played. Research shows the gamblers often struggle with addictive behaviors that suggest high comorbidity with other disorders. 38% of gamblers have a drug use disorder. 60% are nicotine dependent. 50% have a mood disorder, 41% anxiety, 60% a personality disorder.
Oh my goodness.
75% of gamblers have a dependency on which substance?
Alcohol.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes!
Ding, ding, ding. 75% of gamblers have an alcohol disorder. You are now 3 out of 4
on the Cabernet Sauvignon quiz. And finally, your final question. Boozin'? Wine seems to be a popular form of alcohol.
Yes.
A concise list of some of the most popular types of wine sold worldwide in order from 5 to 1 might read Chardonnay, Tempranillo, REN, another word for white, or a type of white, sorry, Merlot, and what variety of wine?
It's the 5 most popular in the world?
Yep. Chardonnay, Tempranillo, REN, Merlot, and what variety of wine?
Oh, man. I feel like I was looking at this. Riesling?
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
The answer is Cabernet Sauvignon. It is, okay. And thank you for attending the Cabernet Sauvignon quiz, wine wisdom quiz.
That was fun. Nice job. Nice job, Joe.
Thank you. I put some research into that.
You did. Yeah, you did. You wrote up a script, and the Giamatti question was messed up. But other than that.
Did you know his dad was a commissioner of baseball when they banned Pete Rose?
No, I didn't answer because I didn't know. I think I was too hung up on the officiant thing
because
that was poorly said. But other than that.
I was trying to lead into asking you, what did Paul Giamatti's dad serve as commissioner of?
Right. It's just weird to have 2 questions in one and then only have to answer one.
Look, I got it. We didn't have a falling out. All right. So
what's next?
That was enough for the bullshit section. I think we're basically into the home stretch. Much like Pete Rose when he's got 150K on his team, we're sliding into home plate.
He never batted on his own team. He never bet against his own team.
Against his own team. Much like Pete Rose, 150K and the Reds, we're sliding into home plate head first. The verdict. Now, we're as we discussed, we're going to rank these 4 wines. Remember, we drank Black Box, followed by Bode Brick, followed by Boxwise, followed by Franzia. We rank them?
Yes. And we drank them.
We drank them. Well, we drank them, now we rank them. You got me there. Nick, can I put you on the spot? What's your verdict? 1 through 4, or maybe 4 through 1. Let's leave people in suspense.
4 through 1.
Worst
okay.
through the best.
Yeah, I can do that. I think we've talked through most of our parameters already and what we thought of each one. So I'm going to go number 4, Boxwise. Number 3, Black Box. Number 2, Franzia. And number 1, the Bode.
Nicholas, I wrote it down as you began talking. From the grades that I gave it. And I have number 4, Boxwise. Number 3, Black Box. Okay. Number 2, Franzia.
Yes.
And number 1, the Bode.
I think that's the way to go.
We're back.
We're back. We're in sync. We did it.
Yes.
And thanks for buying the super expensive wine. That was fun.
We bought it, right?
Try.
So
Right. My lawyer will be in touch.
Yeah.
This was fun. I'm glad we're back.
We did it. Do you think it was worth it, or
we'll see? I think that's TBD. You know,
I legitimately learned a couple of things today.
Okay,
shelf life is real. 30 days
yeah,
is real.
Yeah,
you go much over that, it's not. Franzia, second thing I learned,
not
the dregs that you thought it was.
Yeah,
not good, but not bad. Good wine is still good wine, but honestly, it's very scenario dependent. If you're hanging out, you don't need a $70 bottle of wine. You can have a good time with these bottles of wine.
Which is kind of the whole premise of the second round, is that it's like when we're with friends and we're drinking something casually, what do we do? What should we get?
Yeah, yeah. And maybe you and I at a kind of introspective level.
I said friends.
Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah. Well, okay, could I expand that to say friends and colleagues?
Yes.
Maybe you can rediscover something through this hobby of which gamblers are 75% of gamblers are addicted to.
Yes.
You know, rallying around these types of drinks and foods and you know, find value in kinship.
Yes.
Even if the bladder is in the box.
Well said.
I have 1 extra credit for everybody. Hey,
all right.
Show us your nozzles, folks. Show us your nozzles. We've talked about different nozzle technology today. Show us your nozzles. Hashtag true to size. So send it to us in our Cold Can social media feeds. Not sure if they'll even exist. Are they going to exist?
I think the Instagram's still up @ColdCansPod. Other than that,
we'll dust
we'll have
that
the
off.
Website set up by then too.
It's been 2 years. I told you there's Elon and X. Twitter's now X and stuff, and AI and GPT-4. Is Instagram still where we're doing it? Are we going on TikTok? What are we doing?
I think it'll just be on Instagram for now. Okay,
all right. Sounds good. And then you can always email us and send us direct post letters with cases of beer. For those of you out there that have already done that, it's an option for you.
Yeah. We'll have a new email address eventually. We'll see you next month.
See you next month.